This time of year, you're going to find me jigging for crappies off my father-in-law's boat, celebrating a successful turkey hunt, or just sitting on the back deck watching time go by with a quality cigar from Thompson Cigar. Thompson Cigar has been around since 1915, offering the widest array of cigars and cigar accessories at very affordable prices. Thompson Cigar offers your favorite brands like Swisher Sweets, Cohiba, Backwoods, and Monte Cristo shipped fresh directly to your door. Also, be sure to check out their 5-pack fever deals and join their value club for big savings. Visit thompsoncigar.com and enter the discount code SE at checkout for 20% off of all orders over $75. Thompson Cigar, quality cigars at affordable prices. You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Sierra has all the best active and outdoor brands you need, from athletic stuff, like a full-court pickup game, swish, to athletic-ish stuff, like a half-mile stroll. Get those steps in! And for morning hikes up the mountain trail, good pace, to nighttime ghost stories from the camping chair. What a twist. Whatever level of active, Sierra loves it all. Head to Sierra or Sierra.com for the brands you want at the prices that let you do it all. From athletic to athletic-ish, Sierra's got it.
5 a.m., I'm up with a crisp Celsius energy drink. Running 12 miles today. Grab a green juice, quick change, and head to work. Meetings, workshops, one more Celsius, no slowing down. Working late, but obviously still meeting the girls for a little dancing. Celsius. Live. Fit. Go. Grab a cold, refreshing Celsius at your local retailer or locate now at Celsius.com.
Spring break isn't what it used to be. It's better. This spring, stay 3 nights and get a $50 Best Western gift card. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Visit BestWestern.com for complete terms and conditions.
This episode is brought to you by Peloton. Break through the busiest time of year with the brand new Peloton Cross Training Tread Plus. Powered by Peloton IQ. With real-time guidance and endless ways to move, you can personalize your workouts and train with confidence, helping you reach your goals in less time. Let yourself run, lift, sculpt, push, and go. Explore the new Peloton Cross Training Tread Plus at onepeloton.com.
Hey guys, before we start, a quick shout out to Alpha Dog Nutrition for sponsoring this podcast. Alpha Dog products are now available at dusupply.com, and you can use code ALPHADOG15 at checkout for 15% off and a credit for free shipping to try it yourself. Now let's get you to your podcast.
Find yourself in the pages of Full Cry as we dive into the archives of America's leading tree dog publication. Join us as we look back at decades of stories, articles, and more written by those bold enough to follow the echoes of a hound.
A Coon Hunter's Paradise, An Intruder's Hell, by James Cramer. From the June 1972 issue of Full Cry magazine. A swamp around Dayton? A place where you could run a coon anytime and all night? Water over your hip boots? And the roughest brush anywhere in Ohio? Show it to me. So there we were, in the middle of knee-deep water and brush you couldn't see 2 feet ahead in. The dogs had been running an hour and 20 minutes and had settled on a small tree in the middle of this wet hell. Shorty and myself had gotten off work and driven to the drop-off point. We met two day shift coon hunter friends of ours who had just come out. They had treed one and pulled their dogs off a 2-hour track, leaving one blue dog loss. We talked for a while and promised to pick their dog up if it came to us. We then entered a section of low brush and scattered trees, a coon's paradise. Our hunting partners were Smoke, a fine burgundy-colored redbone, Joe, a well-marked long-legged walker, and Hammer, a mast-faced, blocky-built walker hound. The dogs hadn't been in the brush 5 minutes when they struck a track. The track was only minutes old when the lost blue dog came into us. The dogs hadn't been in the brush 5 minutes when they struck a track. The track was only minutes old when the lost blue dog came into us. Since I was the youngest, I volunteered to take the dog back to the truck. It was a good 3/4 of a mile to the truck, and the only sound to break the night stillness was the melody of the running hounds. I bedded the tired dog down in one of the boxes and put myself back into the race. Now, 1 hour and 20 minutes later, we were going to the tree dogs. The coon had taken us through the roughest and most entangled part of the swamp. The dogs were all at the tree and were trying to become squirrels or lumberjacks. It was a small leafy tree, which was intertwined with the smaller brush and the vines, and a foot of water and another of mud all around the trunk. The way this coon was running, we could tell it was a wise old boar. It had taken to the roughest part of the swamp and had gone up this leafy tree, climbed across the vines, jumped out, and was on the run again, leaving the dogs hung up. This was only a temporary setback for, as we pulled the dogs off, they hit the boar's red-hot track and were off and running. For the next 2 hours, that coon ran the dogs and us over what seemed like 10 miles. This trek took us through mud, water, and brush, and the muck sucked at our boots with each step. At one point, Shorty was sunk in it to his hips and had to be pulled completely out of his boots or be left till the next hunt. The old boar tried to hang the dogs up several times more and used every trick he knew to lose his pursuers. These dogs were too experienced to fall for his tricks twice, and after another trip around the entire swamp, he headed for a plowed field on the edge of the boggy jungle. The big boar was close to being caught on the ground when he left the swamp and took the first big tree he could find. The dogs had been on the tree a good 15 minutes by the time we got to them, and in the main fork of a large, dead, barren tree sat the wise old boar. He seemed exhausted and did not even try to hide his eyes, as if he knew the season was over and he was safe from the gun. This was one coon that would live to run again. Those fine hounds had run this old bandit-faced coon well over 3 hours in the roughest country any coon hunter would ever want to hunt. These hounds are just a sample of the many fine coon hounds in Ohio. Many people would have trashed these dogs because they wouldn't have believed a coon would run over 3 hours. But these excellent dogs of Shorty's will put a tree on the end of any coon track. The proof was sitting in the high fork of that dead tree. Rules to Remember When Trying a Coonhound by Clyde Cordell, Belton, South Carolina, June 1972, Full Cry Magazine. Number 1. You should get a hound that you like the looks of, whether it be a treeing walker, blue tick, black and tan, plot, redbone, or their crosses. Number 2. The dog should not run off game, and this comes in categories. A. Livestock, cows, sheep, goats, turkeys, etc. B. Skunks. C. Deer. D. Fox. E. Rabbit. F. Porcupine, if you're in the Rocky Mountain states. Number 3. The hound must have desire, determination, and continue to hunt as long as his master will stay with him. Number 4. Hunt equally well with other dogs as it does by itself. This is important for one seldom hunts without mixing with other dogs. Number 5. Be congenial at the tree. No one likes a dog that is a tree fighter, or one that can't be hauled with other dogs. 6. Avoid a timid dog, whether it be gun-shy, man-shy, or just plain doesn't want to be caught when the hunt is over. Number 7, stay clear of a noisy dog in the kennel, one that just barks at the moon, or farm dogs yapping miles away. Number 8, the hound's voice is important. You want a bawl or cry that is pleasing to listen to, as there just aren't any meat or fur hunters anymore. Listening to the race is 90% of the hunt. And, 2, there should be a distinct changeover when the dog trees. 9. When a hound trees, it should stay treed until you get there, and should be treeing in such a manner that there is no mistake as to what tree the game is up.
Like what you heard? Leave us a review and make sure to tag at Full Crime Mag when sharing your own adventures. You can check out more vintage content and get your subscription to the all-new Full Crime magazine at www.fullcrimemag.com. From the pages of Full Cry is a Full Cry production. We want to thank our sponsors and encourage everyone to support those who support our lifestyle. This episode would not be possible without the support of Next Level Super Premium Dog Food and W Hunting Supply. Until next time, keep those dogs in the woods and find yourself in the pages of Full Cry.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.